Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You guys, Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. You're going to see him this Friday at Rupp Arena here in Lexington, Kentucky. I'll be there, second row, here to see the Brawling Brutes, among others. Tons of acts that we're going to be talking about very, very shortly. Then Sunday, June 17th, WWE is in Cincinnati, a big one, a rare Roman Reigns title defense at a live event. You can see all that. Tickets are available now. We've got Ridge Holland. Ridge, how you doing?
I'm good, Sean. How are you, buddy? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing awesome. I don't know how much you've been to Lexington, Kentucky. What do you know about Lexington, Kentucky?
Oh man, you're gonna put me on the spot now. not too much, to be honest. I'm sure I might have been there once or twice before for live events, but yeah, I'm not well versed in the goings on in Lexington, Kentucky, I'm afraid.
Well, we're supposed to be a big basketball city, but the basketball team isn't doing it right now. Isn't doing it right now. We're more of an American football, college football city right now. I mean, do either of those pique your interest? We know your background, of course, in rugby and things like that.
Yeah. You know what? I've never really taken the time to get involved into like the NFL or anything like that. I mean, everyone keeps kind of prodding me and poking me and saying, you know, you ought to give it a go. You ought to give it a go. But I'm sure down the line I will. But yeah, it's just I'm a little busy at the minute, so I've not really had a chance to really delve into it.
Oh, listen, while you're in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Bengals, they're on fire right now. Super Bowl a couple of years ago. I'm telling you, you would love American football. You would enjoy it. Where are you, like, in Florida? That seems to be the wrestler home these days.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm in Central Florida. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, options are, you know, Tampa Bay, Miami, things like that. But we're excited to have you here in Kentucky for SmackDown. You have had just a whirlwind last year and a half. I mean, you had done some stuff on NXT UK for a while, obviously NXT, and then you get the call up to SmackDown. What was that like, getting that call and being told, yep, you're going to SmackDown? Because you had worked a few dark matches even before then, so I'm sure you had an idea that they were looking at you.
Yeah, I had an inkling that they were having a look, because there was quite a few of us going up there for dark matches. Funny story, I was actually watching the SmackDown when I got drafted. I was sat down eating my last meal of the day and just watching the show. And then I got drafted, so I nearly spat my meal out. I had no prior warning, you know. But it was kind of bittersweet, I'll have to admit, because in NXT, I never really got a run. I never really got to show people what I was capable of. And then to go up onto the main roster, obviously, being paired with Sheamus was kind of it's a great gig, and what has turned out to be the Brawling Brutes has been fantastic. But I still feel, especially with the adversity that I've been through, with injuries and, you know, the unfortunate incident with Big E, I feel like I'm about to kind of still trying to prove myself and still trying to look for the opportunity where I can show the fans and the people and my peers what I can truly do, because I feel that they've only seen this much of Ridge Holland, and it's very frustrating. But saying all that, the things that we've done with the Brawling Brutes, I've thoroughly enjoyed. You know, we main evented war, the first ever main roster war games, which is a fantastic milestone. Extreme Rules was another banger that we had with the Imperium boys. So yeah, it's been fun, but again, we're always looking for more. We're always looking to prove ourselves. So that's where I'm at.
And I mean, just recently we saw Garza, Humberto, Mustafa Ali, Baron Corbin. They all pop back up on NXT. Is that something you'd be open to in the future?
I'm open to anything, but now being on the main roster and having experienced, you know, the logistics of what goes on up here and stuff, and this is where you want to be. So NXT is great, and the guys down there are doing a fantastic job. But I think me as Ridge Holland, I need to focus on stuff on the main roster and again prove myself and showing people what I can do.
You mentioned War Games. I mean, what a spot to be in so early in your WWE run. Main event, War Games. What goes through your mind when you're told that? Like, okay, this is going to be it. Because, I mean, obviously, this surrounded the biggest storyline in maybe the last few decades in WWE as well. And then you've got all these great performers in there as well. What went through your mind, and how do you even prepare for something like that?
You can't, honestly, Sean, you can't really prepare for it. It's just one of those things where you just feel that kind of nervous anticipation, that nervous excitement. And obviously, I'm in there with, you know, Butch, Sheamus and Drew and you know, KO as well. So the amount of experience that I had either side of me kind of helped me out and pulled me through, you know. And obviously, Butch, he's the OG of the War Games matches. I think it's him and Dakota. I think that are kind of neck and neck on the War Games OG front. So he had a ton of advice for me. But being in there, you know, it's you get stuck in, man. You know, it's like, you know, starting fights and drinking pints. It's not just a moniker. It's not just a saying. It's what we love to do. So to get in there and stick it to the bloodline, that was it's something I won't forget.
Yeah, what a special thing to be a part of as well. And this Friday on SmackDown, you're right back into the tag title picture, the gauntlet match for top contendership. Got a lot of great teams in there between yourselves, the Street Profits, OC, LWO, Pretty Deadly. Pretty Deadly have caught fire since they've come up. LWO are one of the most popular things in wrestling right now. Street Profits, yeah. You always know that they bring it. And then the OC, well, you never know what they're going to do. I always say it like this. Whenever I talk to Gallows and Anderson, I always think they're lying to me. And then whatever they say actually happens. So you just never know exactly how that's going to work out. But what are you looking forward to in this situation that we're going to see?
Again, man, I think it's just that, you know, the Brawling Brutes, we've kind of always been the bridesmaid, never the bride. So it's, I think, you know, we need to win this gauntlet match, you know, and then we need to go on and we need to, the night before Money in the Bank, we need to go on and beat, you know, KO and Sammy. And then cheer Butch on the day after as undisputed tag team champions. That's the goal, you know. We've floated along for a bit, you know, and we need to really get going now. The Brawling Brutes need to get going. You know, we've done okay, but there's still a ton of fuel in the tank, and I think we've only just scratched the surface with this faction, with this stable, and that's no disrespect to any of the competitors that are in this gauntlet, because they're all top tier talent. I mean, I'll just point out Pretty Deadly. They've come straight up and up with a bang, you know, two uber talented young men, kind of a throwback. So it's great. It's going to be great to get in there with and tangle with them again. The OC, again, to speak for themselves, Street Profits, we always bring the energy, you know. As you alluded to, LWO, hot at the minute, you know, that Latino heat, it's real, you know, and they're having a good run and it's fantastic to see. So the one thing that I'll say, Sean, is that we're very spoiled at the minute for the amount of for the abundance of talent that we have, not only in the tag team division but across all rosters. It's a good time to be in the company.
It's been a good time to be in the Brawling Brutes as well. You guys have had some stuff that fans and really everybody that you see gets so positively received. The Donnybrook, a lot of the stuff with Imperium, like it's getting like so well received and people are loving it. And they, I mean, people look forward to seeing the Brawling Brutes now. How does that feel
like you said, you feel like you haven't shown the audience all that you have, but what we have seen from you has been like really, really incredible matches with the likes of some of the best teams in wrestling.
Yeah. I think it comes from pure hunger and just wanting to, you know, always do better than what you've done the day before, you know what I mean? Or the match before. But yeah, the opportunity to be in there with talent like Imperium, guys that have, you know, scratched and clawed their way to get where they are. You know, you've got Gunther in there who's you know, he's probably going to go down as probably one of, if not the greatest Intercontinental champions of the modern era. You know, and then you've got Ludwig and Giovanni as well. And those boys can bring it, man. And whenever you're in there, you've got a fight on your hands. So it's, again, I always come from a place of like, we're lucky, you know, to be in those situations. And it's been good to get some nice reviews and you know, yeah, kind of show up what we can do. It's been good. And the fans have been great. The fans have taken us on board. And I just hope that we can keep giving and giving and giving.
It seems like you all, especially you and Butch, have really excelled in matches where there are like eight or nine people, and like there's just mayhem everywhere. We had the Donnybrook, there was the six man tag against Imperium, there was War Games, and there was the one I remember specifically. It was good gosh, when was it? Was Hit Row, New Day, Imperium, you all, just mm-hmm. unbelievable. And then just a few weeks ago, the six man was really, really great mm-hmm. as well. Like, is there anything that you lend that to where you all just seem to excel so much whenever there's like eight or nine different ingredients, which is sometimes can be really chaotic and confusing and wild?
I think we go out there and we just, the more members, the more participants, is the more fun we can have. You know what I mean? The more fun it's going to be for the crowd. It's all about, okay, we've got these six or eight guys in this situation. How can we spotlight everybody, and how can we make sure that the fans get their money's worth? You know, that's what we do. And of course, it's almost finding a little bit of solace in chaos as well. I think that's what we revel in. You know, if it's chaotic, that's what we're like. You know, we're like chaos. We revel in chaos. You know, the Brawling Brutes. So it's always good fun when you get multiple participants in a match and you can kind of highlight everyone's strengths.
I remember a few years ago, people close to Sheamus were like, yeah, his neck's in bad shape. We might be lucky if we get one more WrestleMania out of him. He's done his best work ever since then. Like mm-hmm. since they were preparing to be like, well, maybe we don't have Sheamus anymore. He's just killing it right now. You've been paired with him, or not paired with him. You've been put with him as well. What's some of the best advice you've gotten from him, or something that maybe you've learned from Sheamus, who's been around this game for like 20 years now?
Oh man, I suppose it rather than like verbal lessons, like it leads by example, you know. So he's one of the most passionate people that I've met. You know, even after all these, what is it, 13, 14 years that he's been with the company, he still wants to go out there and surpass anything that he's ever done. You know, mm-hmm. and it's testament to that passion. I guess just never give up, really. He's just always scratching and clawing. He's always wanting to put on the best show. He's always wanted to outdo himself. And, you know, he's a stalwart, man. He's an absolute stalwart. Surefire Hall of Fame career, without a doubt. And even though he's had a great career up until the Brawling Brutes, I think this is the first time he's been purely organically over. You know,
yeah,
and I'm really happy that he's having this run, because the reaction that he's getting from the fans, it comes from a place of familiarity because he's been with the company for so long, but it also comes a place of respect because of what he's done, the matches that he's produced, and how he is. So yeah, I think one just biggest lesson is just go out there and kill it, or try to kill it every time that you walk through the curtain.
Ahead of WrestleMania this year, you all had a very fun segment, a spoof of 40-Year-Old Virgin to promote WrestleMania. Were you familiar with the movie before then? Had you seen it?
Oh, yeah. Like, I saw it years ago, yeah. But huge fan of Steve Carell and what he does. Yeah, yeah. Paul Rudd, huge fan. Yeah.
I remember I was watching a Seth Rogen thing, and he goes, you'll notice, he was like, Steve Carell never did another movie like that again. He's like, he got involved in this and he's like, you know, I'm just going to stick to PG-13 stuff. Well, I'd love to hear just anything about that process that you experienced, because they had to put hair on you and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the main thing, really. So my call time was 7:30 a.m. and the rest of the boys in the shoot was like 12:30. So I was told that this hair would take upwards of 3 or 4 hours to put on.
Oh my gosh.
I got there. It took 45 minutes for them to put the hair on. I'm stood, bearing in mind there's other kind of things being shot. So I'm stood in the canteen, as it were, or the catering area, no shirt on, horrible Steve Carell dad jeans, and this woolly mammoth-esque chest. Just people are walking through the thing. I'm sat down. Obviously, I'm not very inconspicuous as it is. And they're looking at me just like, who's this hairy guy with terrible jeans on sat down in catering? So, yeah. And then what people won't know is that shoot, when we actually got to the nitty-gritty and shooting that, it was all, everything was ad-libbed. Everything that came out of my mouth was just off the cuff. And the same pretty much for Seamus and Drew. It was just good fun. And it was nice to be able to go out there and not have any parameters and just let loose, really. It was one of the highlights of the year, to be honest. It was good fun.
Oh, I've witnessed those two just scream at each other throughout media rooms and the like over years. Like, they'll try to get you to ask terrible questions to the other one to troll each other. It's pretty fun stuff. Have you witnessed any like mayhem, any shenanigans with those two? Because it's always going on.
We have traveled a fair few miles with those, me and Butch and Seamus and Drew. And I've said before, as soon as we'll have a four hour drive going from TV to a live event or live event to live event, and as soon as the car door shuts, this is Drew. 4 hours. So we'll be talking and Seamus will be going, hey, ain't that right, Drew? And we'll turn around and Drew's catching flies.
Just amazing.
Sleepy Drew.
I bet they drag you out to Nashville to live, but by the end of the year or two, though, they talk everybody into it.
I've been bombarded with requests and you come out, look at this. I said, listen, I had all on getting my family to move from the UK to Florida. There's no chance of moving anywhere else. No chance.
Listen, if you're from Europe and over 250 pounds and a wrestler, you're getting recruited to live in Nashville. Seamus, Drew, Miro, Nick Aldis, everybody. They're dragging everybody out there.
All right, got a home there.
Guys, a reminder, June 16th, Rupp Arena for SmackDown. You're going to see this man in action in a tag team gauntlet match for top contendership to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn's titles. And then June 17th, WWE is in Cincinnati. Roman Reigns defending against Rey Mysterio. Very rare title match on a live event. Get your tickets now. Ridge Holland, I want to thank you so much for spending some time, Sean, with us.
I appreciate you having me, pal.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
NordVPN.com/Fightful makes my browsing experience better. Way better than yours if you don't use it. Why? Because I can block online trackers. I can block annoying pop-up ads and malware. I can browse safely, securely, wherever I am, even if I'm right here on all my devices. This laptop, actually, this is a desktop. What am I saying? But this laptop right here, this phone right here, that router over there, the TV over there, all with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can also save on pay-per-views. Maybe you want to check out AEW without commercials. Maybe you miss the old WWE Network. Maybe you want to buy a big UFC pay-per-view with an overseas service at a much more affordable rate. NordVPN.com/Fightful not only has you covered, but when you get one of their plans, you're effectively going to save yourself money. And I'm going to save you some more. 4 months free on top of that deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/Fightful.